Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Paint Me to Paint Me show. I am the Reverend Edward Paintme. We had a historical election turnout today, or I should say on Tuesday. We almost did the impossible. We almost got rid of Fred Upton, the heir to Whirlpool. If Matt Long Littlejohn had came out earlier, I believe he would have defeated Fred Upton. It was the closest race that Fred Upton have ever had here in Berrien County, Kalamazoo area. It was a good showing. People came out from everywhere. They came out and they voted and had a great time. I tell you, I was excited. We was taking people to the polls, from the polls. We were picking them up left and right. We had several vans operating here in the city of Benton Harbor, and we really got folks out. But, you know, there's a new way of getting people to vote. And I got a friend who's going to come on and tell us about it a little later. We're working on that because we believe that this will be the new and the biggest thing going on here in this country. Maybe for your lifetime and my lifetime, this is really remarkable. When you think about it, you don't have to leave your home to vote. That is one tremendous, tremendous thing to think about. You don't have to worry about long lines. You don't have to worry about any of these things. You don't even right now don't have to worry about someone stealing your vote. But we know that they all can be counted. That is correct. We have ways of dealing with things that they never thought of. But they don't want this because the way they can do it now, they can steal elections. They can do it. But we all are going to get behind this new, this very new, very sensational idea that we're promoting right now. All across the country, we'll be going around talking about this day, how you can vote from your home without leaving your house. Yeah, you can vote on anything. Anything that the city council have on that's votable, you can vote on. From your house, from your telephone. I can't say right now whether they can steal that vote or not. I don't believe they can. I believe that if we work this and promote this and get people talking about this, it will change the way people are thinking today about voting. Most people say, my vote don't mean anything. My vote don't count. But if we put this new idea on the table and run with it, where everybody will be able to vote, you could be handicapped and make a phone call. You could do anything and don't have to leave your home. Or you don't have to be at home. You could even vote from your cell phone. But the thing is, we got to change the way we're voting right now. Because now it can be controlled, it can be stolen by the Russians, the Chinese. This country has been stealing votes and changing elections for years. You see, this is the thing. They think that's something new about the Russians stealing the election for Trump. They think it's something brand new. But it's not. This country has been stealing votes, stealing elections for years. Now they want to talk about the Chinese stealing, coming in, running the election, the Russians controlling our election. It's been going on for years. This haven't just started. But the point is, what are we going to do about it? Well, I have a brand new idea that we're going to put into play. We're going to go around the country talking about this. We're going to be telling people how you can vote from home. You know, if it's raining outside, if it's snowing outside, doesn't matter. You can do it from your phone. That's right. Dancing with the Stars, same stuff. They vote from home. Why can't we go to the polls the same way? Help me to understand why we can't do that. We can start voting from our bedside. We can start voting from our dinner table. We can start voting from our basement. We can start voting on everything strictly from our home. This is something that we can do. And it's, the thing is, we have to put this in motion because they do not want anything this simple where the people votes actually counts. So I'm telling each and every one of you out there today, let's fight. Let's stand up. We need a new way of voting and to determine who's going to be our president, who's going to be our senator, who's going to be our state rep. We can do it. Why, you can vote from your home. That's right. You can vote sitting on the couch. You can vote. Everybody can vote. The point is, this way is too simple. It's too easy. And it would be very difficult for them to slice into your account. We're going to need your help. We're going to need your help to help us spread the word about a new way. It's a new day and a new way of voting. And we can do it. All you have to do is want to do it. We're going to change this whole country. We're going to make this country start thinking that if we do have a democracy, that means everybody can vote. Here in Michigan, they just passed a law saying you can register to vote the day of the election. Which that is the way it's supposed to be anyway. You shouldn't have to wait, like they say, well, you got to be registered to vote 30 days before the election. You should be able to vote on, you should be able to register the same day of the election and vote if you're not registered. If they say that you're not registered to vote, you should be able to vote that same day. All you have to do, well, now they want you to have an ID, fill out the form, and then pick up a ballot to vote. That's the process that we want, that they're going to be doing. But we got a better idea than that. If you are a registered voter, you can vote from your living room couch. Rain, sleet, or snow. It doesn't matter. Rain, sleet, or snow. It doesn't matter. Usually if it's rain, a lot of people don't go out. They don't go vote. But now, we're promoting this, that you can now vote from your living room, kitchen, or even your bedroom. Even if you want to vote from the basement, it's fine. This can work. But we have to be ready. We have to get out there and show them that we're not going to take this mess anymore. I think the election sent a message loud and clear that people want to change. People are sick and tired of the government that we have today. They no longer want to be bullied. Right now, we have a president who's a bully. He's a bully. he will be voted out. I'm guaranteeing that he will be voted out at the next election. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. On this note, let me bring in my good friend, my colleague who's working with me on this program. Let's bring in my good friend, David Frank. David Frank, are you there?
Hey, Reverend Pinkney. Hey, good to be with you.
Hey, good to have you, my good brother. Good to have you. I know that you and I, we're always talking about the election, how we can make this election better. And I think that people need to know, my thoughts is that I would love to have the opportunity to vote from my couch or my living room, in my living room, or from the kitchen table, or even from the basement of my home. I would love that the day was raining outside. I don't feel like going to the polls. Why should you have to go to the polls when you can do it from home? Same procedure.
No, absolutely. And the exciting thing about this, Reverend Pinkney, is not only can we, the people, vote, for these political people who we now realize are misrepresenting us, but we can start voting on the issues in our lives. We can start having a voice on the education system in our community, the tax system, the healthcare system, all of these things. And we now have the technology that nobody in the past has ever had. We have the technology now to give everyone a real and equal voice on the issues affecting their lives. And, this plan won the Dr. Martin Luther King Award. And the reason that it did is it's because it fulfills the dream of Dr. King. Dr. King thought that everyone should have a voice. Well, back in the 60s, about the only voice that we could have was going down every 2 to 4 years and, voting for the lesser of the two evils. But today, in the age of communication, hey, there's no reason why we can't start representing ourselves. We have the technology now to do it.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, I think we would get more people out to vote. I think more people would want to vote. And I believe this, that, doing it by telephone, it might be a little difficult for them to splice into that account and change the numbers around, but they got technology that can do just about anything. That is one of my concerns. But maybe you can talk to me about that. The chance of them slicing into the program. Okay, let's say I'm voting. Let's go back to say Trump and Hillary Clinton. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton, and they changed the vote from Hillary Clinton to Trump. Is that possible? They could do it if we did it by phone.
Well, right now we're using these old primitive voting machines, and they're easily hackable because they're all controlled by either the Democratic Organized Crime Syndicate or the Republican Organized Crime Syndicate. So if we know that these political parties are corrupt, we know that the voting and the results are going to be corrupt. But the nice thing about this is instead of having a bunch of voting machines that can be tampered with, each community is only going to have one community computer that will contain your citizen participation identification number, so that when you see an issue that you want to vote on, all you'll do is you'll call a local number. You can borrow your neighbor's phone if you want. Like you were saying, you can vote from your couch, you can vote from an airplane, you can vote from a boat, it doesn't matter. You can vote from anywhere with any touch-tone phone. All you'll do is you'll call a local number. It'll go into the community database that has your ID number and PIN number, ask you for that, ask you what issue number you'd like to vote on, press 1 for yes, 2 for no, count the vote, block you out if you try and vote again, and we can now have decisions the way our founders really wanted them to be made back in the 1700s, before all this technology. We can have decisions made of, by, and for the people. And Reverend Pinkney, it's so wonderful to be able to work with you. It's great to work with people that care about their communities. And nobody that I know of has sacrificed more than you have And I just want you to know, and I want your listeners to know, it's really an honor to be working with someone like yourself. And I just want you to know, I appreciate it.
And you know something, I'm excited too, because to work with you, because this is something that I think that is needed in this country, and I think that it would change the it would give other people, more people than ever before, the opportunity to go out and vote. Because everybody don't want to go and stand in a line for now you stand in line for maybe 45 minutes to an hour. Even myself, when I went to vote this time, me and my wife, we must stood in line for maybe an hour trying to, you know, get an opportunity to vote. But if I was at home, I could be in my basement. I could be eating breakfast and vote. You know, I could be sitting in my living room on my couch and vote. And it could be raining, snowing, whatever it is outside. And I think this new idea that we're putting together is something that we're going to spread all around this country. And we're going to make sure, I know that we're going to have a lot of kickback on this, because I know people don't want things to be this easy for people to vote. Well, that way, too many people be voting. See, they write the number right now where it is right now. This way, they can control it. See, it's all about control, you see. But you can't control when everybody can sit at their kitchen table and vote. Or they can sit in their basement or even on the toilet and vote. You know, you make that decision. I'm going to vote today at 6 o'clock. You see what I'm saying? And you don't even have to leave your house. You could be at work and vote. You see? I think this thing is, I'm so excited about this, because I think we're going to get a lot of kickback on it. We have problems with the Republicans and the Democrats about this. And I think that we, you know, because they were saying we shouldn't be able to come up with a new idea that could change the surface of what's going on today. They don't want that. They don't accept
absolutely.
That. And think about the Russians. When you think about the Russians, the Chinese, the United States, and look, they've been controlling elections for years, and nobody ever talk about that. They talk about the Russians controlling the elections. The United States been doing it. They've been interfering with elections all over the world, and yet that has never came up. And they're worried about the darn Russians splicing into the account of everything, trying to help Trump or whoever they trying to help. But that is, look, we've been doing it for years. This is what people need to understand. Don't get sidetracked with this Russian stuff, you see, because all they're trying to do is confuse the people. You know, we know that this country has spliced into so many different elections and stuff like that. But now we got an opportunity now to get everybody an opportunity to vote. And I'm going to be going all across the country talking about this. And I know how they're going to feel. They're going, you know, they're going to be upset now, David Frank. They're going to be upset because we came up with a new idea that now that we can really utilize this idea and change the things that's going on in this country in reference to election. What's happening in Florida, what's happening in Georgia, what's happening in Arizona, this would eliminate all that.
Absolutely. And it's happening in communities across the country. It's happening in our community. We've got people that have just, on the election board, that have just said that there were votes back in 2016 that were never even counted. Without counting the votes properly, that's voter fraud. That's vote counting fraud. And what that means is the solution that the people had a voice in was a fraud. And we just can't keep doing this anymore. But let me just share this with your listeners. It's really important that, you know, Reverend Pinckney and I are talking about a new system for America, and that's exactly what our founders did. You know, they were tired of paying taxes. A lot of people forget that the founders were tax protesters, and we're now handing over 60 cents on every dollar, the middle class and the poor, to the government. And if our founders were here today, they'd be sickened. And they told us in the Declaration of Independence that it's not only our right, but our duty to change the system when it gets this bad. And what Reverend Pinckney and I want to do is we want to nonviolently, like Dr. King taught us, we want to nonviolently change the way we've been doing things. And the plan that we're promoting is called One Voice Now. And it does exactly what it says. It wants to give everybody one voice right now. And we can do this overnight. This is the plan very simply. In order for everybody to vote, we need tools. No matter what you do in life, you need tools. If you're cutting hair, if you're mowing the lawn, whatever you're doing, everybody needs a tool to get something accomplished. Well, we need a tool, too, to give everybody in our communities a voice. And the tool is already up and running. People don't realize that back in 1969, public broadcasting started, and public broadcasting was owned by We the People. It was financed by We the People, and it was supposed to give everybody a voice, you know, public broadcasting, broadcasting the public. That's what we thought it was going to do. Well, immediately the federal government started funding public broadcasting to make sure it wasn't used for that because they don't want us to have a voice. And what happened was, instead of having our voices heard, we're now watching antique roadshow and cartoons and 60s music, things that really don't matter in our lives. What we have to do is we have to do like Dr. King and demand a voice and have a plan to get that voice. And the plan is called One Voice Now. What we demand is that we change the format of our local public broadcasting stations to be our local issues TV, radio, and internet channels. We'll simulcast it over the radio and we'll live stream it over the internet. That will be your local channel where you, the people, can get busy and start fixing your education system, your environment, your broken and corrupt judicial system. Nobody knows more about that than Reverend Pinckney. Right, Reverend Pinckney?
Oh, yeah, you're right there. Right there, my brother.
Yeah. So you'll be able to present your ideas for fixing these things in our community right over the TV, radio, and internet, your local public broadcasting station. And then we'll debate these ideas because we want people to be educated before they vote on anything. And we'll have a debate on these ideas. And we'll videotape the debate, replay that over our local public broadcasting station, our new local issues TV, radio, and internet channel, and assign an issue number to it. So when you watch any of these debates on any of these issues that you want to vote on, all you'll do is use any touch-tone phone. You can borrow your neighbor's if you want. What you'll do is you'll call a local number. It'll go into the database. It will have your ID number and PIN number, ask you what issue number you want to vote on, press 1 for yes, 2 for no, count the vote, block you out from voting more than once. Every time the debate is replayed over your local issues TV, radio, and internet channel over a period of 10 days, there'll be an updated tally of the yeses and the noes, so that the community, the outcome not only comes from the community, but they understand it in its entirety. And that's basically it. This is the transparency and accountability plan that all of the politicians run on. Those are the buzzwords today. Transparency and accountability. Yeah, vote for me. I want transparency and accountability until they get into office. And then you bring them a plan called One Voice Now to give the people in our community that transparency and accountability. And as soon as they start getting that paycheck from the government, all of a sudden that transparency and accountability is not quite so important because they have a voice. And what we've got to do is stand up and say, this isn't working for us. We've got to come up with a better plan to nonviolently take back and fix America. And that's what Reverend Pinckney and I are promoting. It's called One Voice Now. The website is www.onevoicenow, onevoicenow.org. I hope everybody listening checks it out, and I hope you share it with all your friends.
Absolutely. And here, you know, David Frank, here's what's important. If they ever watch Dancing with the Stars and how they vote for each contestant on Dancing with the Stars, it's basically almost, it's the same program.
Absolutely.
And my point is this. that you don't have to leave your home in order to vote. Well, let's say if you was at work, you could still vote. And nowadays, you got to run down to the polls. The polls close at 7, 8 o'clock or whatever. They open at so-and-so time. Maybe you working during all that period of time. If you don't get to the polls, you don't vote. You can't vote. But here, with this new idea, which I'm excited about, I'm very excited about, we could change the course of this country. We can change the way people act, and when it comes to voting, change the way people think according to voting, and we don't have to worry about the little Chad no more. We don't have to worry about our votes being stolen anymore. We don't have to worry about different things that we're concerned about when it comes to elect. And here's another thing. We'll have on the public SX channel where you can get the idea of who you're voting for and get his point of views and listen to him. We'll have that too on there, because if they want your vote, they are going to have to they're going to have to sell themselves to you in order to vote. Now we there are people on the ballot who I knew nothing about, and I'm out here all the time. So we're going to change the whole flavor of this, change this country around, doing things that they should be doing. And my thing is, let the people vote. That's my motto. Let the people vote. And that's where we're going. Craig and Frank, in closing arguments here, I know that I want you to give that website out again. And also, I want you to come back on again and keep telling the people so we can instill it in their mind. Because some things is hard for them to grasp. Especially when you're talking about, a lot of people don't watch Dancing with the Stars, you see. They have no idea how they vote on Dancing with the Stars, which is something that we need to look into. This way, we want more people to participate in the voting realm. We have to change the way that we vote, because the way we vote right now, everybody's confused, voter fraud, they claim. Matter of fact, who know more about voter fraud than me? And they talk about voter fraud all the time. But with this new way, this new system, it could change that. Well, listen, go ahead, David Frank. Tell us, and then I got to bring in my good friend, Belinda Brown. Go right ahead.
All right. Thanks again, Reverend Pinckney. The website is www.onevoicenow.org. onevoicenow.org. Please check it out. There are videos there. You know, the exciting thing about this is how simple it is. Hey, you got a TV, radio, or are you on the internet? Why don't you just watch issues affecting your life over the TV, radio, or internet? Vote by phone. Let's go. Washington, D.C. is not going to fix our piece of America, our communities. They don't care about your community. The state capitol is not going to fix your community. They don't care about your community. All they care about is the money that your community is sending them. And the city council and the mayor are not going to fix your community. We have 267,000 people in our community. When you allow 9 to make decisions for everybody, that's called a brain dead system. That's why nothing works in America anymore. The education system, the healthcare system, the environment, none of this stuff works anymore, because we're trying to use a system from the 1700s to solve 21st century issues. It cannot work. But when everybody has one voice now, we got 320 million people up and working, and we can fix this country. Reverend Pinckney, I love you very much. Thank you again for allowing me to work with you, and thanks for allowing me to be on your program. I hope everybody listening likes it.
Amen. I want to tell you, David Frank, this is going to be tremendous. Thank you so much for coming on. But let's talk soon. We're going to have a couple of other people come on. I hope you stay on and listen to what they have to say also. Thank you so much, David Frank. All right, that's my good friend David Frank. And I just want to let people know, can you imagine how much money that will be saved? Have you ever watched the advertisement on TV? They spend millions and millions and millions of dollars advertising calling one guy a scumbag, and he's a scumbag. The person that calling the person a scumbag is a scumbag. And here he is calling somebody else a scumbag. They spend millions of dollars that they could be feeding the people with this money. But with this one voice plan that we have, with that plan, you don't have to worry about all this calling each other scumbags and all this kind of stuff. You don't have to worry about people like Trump, you know. You don't have to worry about somebody like him, you know. But what we want to do, we want to make it easier for everybody to vote who want to vote. And you should be able to vote from your living room couch, your kitchen table, your basement. You can even vote from the toilet. My thing is that let's vote. Let's get out here and vote the way you should vote. And you can do it by telephone. And now I got to bring in my good friend from Slidell. Slidell, Louisiana. My girl, Belinda Brown. You ask me again, I'd knock you down. How you doing, Belinda?
Woo, Pastor Pickney, you is having a great show. I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy? I miss you. Oh, my God. It was so good to hear David.
Yeah, we just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking, trying to come up with some new ideas to save this country. I tell you, we're in a fight for our life, and we don't even know it, you know.
Pastor Pickney, yes, we do. We know it down here in Slidell, Louisiana. You know that I just got out of this very, very intense school board race, and I just want to say hello to David Frank. David, it was such a pleasure and excitement hearing your voice on the show today. And I'm on the website, and the website is, I want everybody to know that it's a very friendly website. It's very well put together. And one of the things is saying that why isn't America working for everyone? The answer is simple. Everyone is not included. And that is what I experienced here in this intense school board race, Pastor Pickney. If you allow me a moment to tell the people, you know, what happened here in Slidell, Louisiana. And, you know, I appreciate you saying to educate the people from the very beginning when you stated that this ain't just started. This been going on forever. You know, all of our life, you know, I think Malcolm X or one of our, you know, founders, you know, civil rights founders said it best when that, you know, they gave us the right to vote. We had to die and fight for it. And then once they gave it to us, then they start figuring out ways how to take it back away from us, okay? And that's been going on, Pastor Pickney, and that's what happened here in Slidell, Louisiana. You know, on our school board, and I want everybody to listen to this, on our school board, we have 15 representatives. For the last 4 years, none of them have been challenged. I mean, none of them. And so most of them that's on there have been sitting on the school board for decades, almost 50 years. One man been is 48 years. He's bragging, going around bragging about the fact that he's been on the school board for 48 years, people, okay? So when this election came about, this had never happened in 4 years that we had 11 excellent candidates, highly qualified candidates. Myself was one of them, okay? And Pastor Pickney, I'm here to tell you that the race was so intense, it was so ugly until we know for a fact that they even came out in the paper and said that the Federation of Teachers are going to vote for the incumbents, the same people that's been sitting in these seats for over 40 years. And what happened in this school board race was just sickening. It was sickening because all of the Republicans that ran for the school board, most of them being incumbents, are the ones that won. And none of them look like us. And I'm saying, I'm very concerned that we do not have a diversity when it comes to making decisions on behalf of all children. You know, you got to have a diversity. You can't just have one special interest group catering to their own selfish desires or whatever it may be, just to take care of them and take care of them against us, because that's what I'm calling it, is them against us, because right now in certain areas, okay, they have drawn the line. You know, we're talking about the gerrymandering and the redistricting, you know, how they have drawn the lines so that they would only have a Republican representative in that seat for that district. And this is sickening. It's sickening. So what's happening in right now, even in our Secretary of State race, in our state representative race, you know, we had very highly qualified people. And because of the way they have drawn the lines to cut certain people out just so that they know for sure that only a certain special interest group people will win these seats, and they are the only people that are there to protect their interests, not the people, okay? And they have it so where no one else, no matter if everyone in my district that wanted to vote for me would have voted, we still would have lost because of the way they have drawn the lines and gerrymandering, you know, to separate, and we call it terry stopping, you know, like when the police go into certain areas and zip codes, and, you know, those are the most people. Like right now, we're looking at, you know, if we look at all the people that get locked up and put in jail, they all are coming from a certain zip code, okay, that they are terry stopping. They are targeting certain areas just so that they can have the, you know, oppress those people in those areas, marginalize those people in those areas. And that's how they, it's called, they're feeding off of that. They're feeding off of that type of setup for, you know, it's been by design that they set it up that way to feed into their greed. So Pastor Pinckney, again, I want the people to know how sickening it is, and to hear you and David talking about, you know, what we can do as a people in order for us to know that our vote count. You know, the system that we're talking about, I want to be a part of that system, because I was looking on there, and I hope that David is listening, that is how to get this system into your community so that our voices can be heard. And I'm excited about it. I really want to be a part of it, because right now we're not going to stop mobilizing and organizing people to come together, because we just put a lawsuit into our clerk of court's office where there was a 25% runoff, but we're not sure on, if we're only 5 votes away from who is supposed to be in the runoff for our state representative race. And that is a Democrat versus a Republican. It's not really about the party. It's about the individual that we know is the most qualified person that is going to be a voice for the people. And this is what we're looking at, Pastor Pinckney. It's really sickening.
Wow. You know what? And the way things have been going for years and years, this is the same routine. This is why this one voice is so important. People who have never voted, who can't make it to the polls, you know, and you know how they change the polling places from one location to another to keep a certain group of people from voting. With this one voice,
right.
I think that we can execute and eliminate some of this stuff that's going on today. And I
think
there was
a lot of that.
Yeah, I know. It's all over the country. See, this is a weapon that they use. They use this type of weapon. And here's another thing. This one voice will eliminate these people calling each other scumbags. You know? Well, we know they're scumbags, but the point is, it can eliminate some of that money being spent on all this advertising that's going on today. But listen,
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pastor Pinckney. One Voice Now, and it talks about how we can get a One Voice Now coalition started in our community, and I would like to know more about that because I'm ready to get that done because, you know, it's not about, I'm going to tell you, they spent so much money. One man spent over $40,000 in a local school board race. That is sickening. It is unheard of. $40,000, yeah. And I only spent Pastor Pinckney. I'm gonna tell you right now, I spent $795 on my school board race. Okay, and that was mostly of my own money. Okay, and the other half was mostly in kind, where people just donated stuff to me like flyers and you know mailers and stuff like that. But I'm here to tell you, Pastor Pinckney, we got to get the money out of this politics because if not, we don't stand a chance. And that's what's happening out there in Georgia right now, you know, happening, you know, with Stacey Abrams out there. Mm-hmm. You know, these people think that, and we got one person right here. I know this man in our state representative race. I know he spent over almost $500,000 in a state representative race. And he just filed a lawsuit because he has the money to file the lawsuit, first of all. You already know how that is, because it's a 25% to 25% chance of a runoff, and we're only 5 votes away, okay? So we know that a lot of the votes have not been counted, okay? We don't trust the system. We don't trust the people that are operating the technology. We don't trust them, okay, because we already know that stuff can be rigged and it can be jacked up and it can be, you know, marginalized to compromise the favor whomever they want if the price is right. And that's what we're dealing with down here.
Amen. Amen. But whatever, what we're going to do, Belinda, we're going to start pushing that One Voice. And we're going to do everything within our power to make sure this thing happens. And I'm going to the state representative. I'm going to the House. We got a new governor here, a female. She just so happened to be a Democrat. And
wonderful.
I will be talking to her. And my goal is to get out here and do the things that need to be done and tell them, because one thing we got to do, like you said, we got to take this money out of these elections because it's a no-brainer. You know, they flood and people are influenced by these commercials. And if you listen to the commercials, you wouldn't want to vote for anybody. Because they one guy a scumbag, the other one called him a scumbag. Name it, they and believe me, I believe they're telling the truth. They're both scumbags, but I believe that we need to just take the money out. And no, they have convinced me that they're scumbags. Yes, they're scum. But we got to figure out a way how to take this money out of these elections and let people vote on what a person say. And hold them to the fire on that. Well, listen, Belinda, you got about a minute and a half to tell us what you want us to know. And I got to bring in my good friend, Larry Benson, from the west side of Chicago.
Well, Pastor Pinckney, I'm certainly going to stay online because I'm very interested in the One Voice Now, you know, coalition and how we're going to get this implemented into our communities across the country. You know, I really want to be there with you at some of your some point in time or another where I can help, you know, represent and support you in the effort because the young people are not going to tolerate it. You know, they're being told that their votes don't count. What's the use of voting anyway? They already got it rigged up and fixed up how they want it to go. And the fact is, Pastor Pinckney, is that they're not all the way wrong. The truth is that they know that this stuff is being compromised to the top, you know, by the top. And it just ain't coming from, like, we want to blame Russia and all these other places, but it's from within. It's right here, right now, and it's happening to us. And it's a sickening feeling to know that you can get in an intense campaign race and you know for a fact that the odds are already against you because they're going to compromise the votes that come in for you. So I'm really fed up with it. And I'm here to let you know, Pastor Pinckney, that I'm on your team. I'm excited to be a part of your team. And I thank David, Frank, for working so hard and putting together this beautiful website. And, the questions and everything is firsthand, very user easy and friendly. And I want to be able to just, shoot that out, send that link out to all of my contacts, and put it all out, out there in the social media smooth tools so that people can grab a hold to it and we can get the moving with this, Pastor Pinckney. We need the one
Absolutely.
Voice now. The one voice now is where it's at for the people.
There you go. All right, Belinda Brown. Hey, congratulations. At least you took part in, and I'm proud of you. I love you, and let's keep fighting.
All right. Thank
now.
You. All right. Love you,
all
too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was my girl, Belinda Brown. Actually, again, I knocked you down. And now I got to bring in my good friend, my old high school, grammar school, neighborhood buddy, a guy who we used to call Big Yo. He was a 250 hitter. And we used to send all the 250 hitters down the right field line. And he was one of those we sent down the right field line. He's going to come on and tell you that he was not a 250 hitter. But believe me, he was a 250 hitter. On that note, let me bring in my good friend, my guy, Big Yo. Big Yo, are you there?
I'm right here, little Ed. I'm listening right at you, telling the people that my wrong batting average, man. I keep on telling you, man. I don't know why people tell these people this bad, man. You know? You know what, Big Ed? You know, I'm going to tell you something, man. You have a lot of frustrated people. They voted, but the vote didn't count.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know what? I gotta talk real fast. I got a lot of things to say. And I'm gonna jump. I'll be jumping back and forth. Okay, but let's talk about Oprah. Oprah was down there in Georgia, and that's my home. That's the state I was born in, Georgia.
Yeah.
And she was down there, that is a very much red state, racist to the bone. And I can tell you that, you know. And so the money, they always overpower us with money. Because we're poor people, man. You know, we're dirt poor. They don't want you to know about what God said. He said everybody have to work 1 week and be off 3 weeks and 1 day within 1 week. And he said, and I hope the people are listening because I want you to write this Bible verse down. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. You read that and you're going to know how God feels about you right now. And then you read Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 to 22. And then you're going to know who I am and why I wrote that book. It's called Chap. My website is outstanding. And so my girl that you talk to down there in Louisiana, tell her to look at my website. It's pensonsenior.com. Now, ever since I've been talking about Chap, the people at the United States Postal Service call me crazy. And the reason they call me crazy is because they are hooked. They are hooked on overtime. And so I'm going to let you know, the mail flow, sometimes everybody don't get a mail that's on the mail route. So this is what the letter carriers will do. If the letter carriers don't get enough mail, they'll do the overtime shuffle. They want some overtime. They love that overtime, Doc. And it's embedded in them. And so they'll do the overtime stuff. When they get out there on the route, they'll take three steps forward and two steps back. Now, I'm not talking about the letter carrier. Because they are told to do this. And then sometimes they don't want the overtime, but they're forced. They're forced to take it. Now, President Donald Trump, he tweeted. He said that the post office is losing so much money. They're losing money, 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 money. And everybody's talking about, oh, the post office going broke. I feel sorry for the post office. Let me tell you something, Doc. Those postal persons are not going broke. There's no way they can go broke because they're working in a taps pay system that's not scheduled correctly. Now, the people at the post office, they'll tell you that they get paid every 2 weeks, and that's a lie. So I'm going to jump from that. They're going to say that their pay system is based on a 52-week work week. That's another lie. The pay system is based on 3 fiscal years and 1 calendar year, and they don't know that. But if you look at you read my book and look at my blog on that book, you will find that out. Now, let's go back to Oprah. Oprah said that it's a man in Mississippi. You know, he walked 6 miles one way, and they told him he's the wrong place, and he walked 6 miles another way. And then they said, no, you still in the wrong place, and he walked 6 miles another way. You know, but anyway, I'm not making fun of that, and that's true. And I'm not, and I know it's true. But the reason I brought that up is that that was back then. That's when your vote voted counted, and that's why they wouldn't let you vote. You had to, you had to beg, borrow, steal to vote. That was then. But now they're letting you vote. And, but now, if you vote, it still ain't gonna count, little Ed. You know why? Because of Alec. Because of Alec. Alec got you blocked. And you tell all your listeners to read, but listen, Ava DuVernay documentary 13th. Now, Oprah seen that doc because Oprah and Ava had a conversation after that. And so I saw the doc. Now it's 100 minutes long. She said she could have had a lot of more stuff in there, but it's cut out. And because people going to get, you know, they're not going to watch all that stuff. But as you look at that document, and then you think about it, God said that you had to work 1 week and be off 3 weeks and 1 day within 1 week. Okay, now let me break it down to you for people that think I'm talking to a crazy man. In the one world, I can work 1 week and be off 3 weeks in 1 week and 1 week. Well, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Reverend Pinckney? Well, Reverend Pinckney, let me tell you how I'm talking about. Now, 1 week is 40 hours, right? You got everybody got 160. Everybody got 168 hours because the work in 5 different chaps pay system, 168. Okay, so you have to work 1 week 40 hours, and then you got to be off 3 weeks in 1 day. So you had to be off 128 hours. You're off in that 1 week. And that's how you get 168 hours. You have to look at my four-in-a-box pay system and understand that. Now, the reason I said that, and then you had to read some of my blogs and make comments on that blog. You know, read what I said about overtime. Read what I said about those crooked politicians. And also our church people, the shepherds of the world. I'm talking about all of them. All of them are crooked. All of them. So stop depending on those shepherds, those crooked shepherds. Stop depending on those crooked politicians trying to vote. But run, chap. Depend on God. It's God's pay system. Read Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 to 22. And then once you read chap and understand chap, you're going to know, oh, This is what God wanted me to do. And that's what I'm going to do. And guess what, Ed? After you get through working, because you own your own hours, God gives everybody their own hours. He gives everybody 168. So what? One of the greatest lottery numbers, you know, if you run 168, man, you hit the jackpot. You hit the jackpot. Everybody hit the jackpot. Everybody be all right. And I'm going to lay it on you like this. If you're working at McDonald's, and then McDonald's, let's go to Amazon. Amazon paying everybody $15 an hour. Okay, oh, that's great. Amazon, that's why I'm bringing Amazon up. I'm putting a plug for Amazon. So now Amazon, that's about that's a little bit over $31,000 a year. Everybody says, oh, that's a good living. No. But God said he's going to give you back double. And somewhere in that Bible, he said you're going to get everything that your ancestors did not get. He's going to give you back double. And so guess what? $31,000, you just now went to another $31,000. That's $62,000 that somebody flipping burgers at McDonald's is going to get per year. Now, you got people in jail. They locked up. They're on a plea deal. That's why you got to look at the 13th. I understand what I'm talking about on that. They had to take a plea bargain. They didn't get no trial. Boy, it's a young man in there, you know, it'll break your heart once you see that, you know, how they did him. Because he said he had committed a crime. They said he had committed a crime. He said they didn't. Now, haven't we heard that story? All our lives. They lock you up. You didn't commit no crime. So I said that to say this. Everybody in that jail cell got a 168. So now they got you in that jail cell, locked up, can't even bail yourself out. Your family is lost because you probably have to take some child support, can't do anything. But I'm saying, let's use reconstruction. Now, the reason back in the day when they wanted prison labor, they lied on people and locking them up, and they doing the same thing. Now, you know, it might be one or two of them out there, you know, and then committed a crime. But you know what? If they understood the child pay system and they understood they got $168 a week to work, and they did their own hours. God, I give you your own hours. Everybody know right now you got your own fingerprint. You got your own DNA. Oh, now the rabbit got the gun. And it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun because now I got my own hours, Doc. I got my own hours. That's what David Frank needs to be telling people. You know, even though he got a good idea. Okay, now his idea is good after we get Alec out of the pay system. Now, guess what? I'm paying taxes to pay those crooked politicians their salary. So they get it. I'm paying their salary, including the president. I'm paying his salary, and then he can do what he want to do. And he'll say, well, I don't want it, you know. But, hey, stop taxing it then. Use your own 168, because everybody got it. So we got to wake up, you know, because now I done wrote the book. Now I got to tell people about it. But you know what, Ed? God put on Moses. So Moses, go down there and tell Pharaoh to free my people, you know. Pharaoh, you know, he started stuttering, you know, just like me, stuttering, you know, scared half to death. Oh, God, I can't do it, you know. He said, go ahead on. Take Aaron with you, you know. He gave him a staff. When God put this on me, he put this on my heart. He said, I want you to write a book for President Barack Obama. And so get it to him. So he's going to need help on this book. But then when the President of the United States, the 34th President of the United States, we were so happy. Oh, things going to turn around. Man, I know I'm running out of time, but remember PensonSenior.com. And the president, you got the president in there. But the president couldn't help us. Why? Because of Alec. Money, man. Money. Everybody, the president got his own 168, so you pay yourself. And then, see, once you run a child pay system, you're giving the money back. You work at 10 hours a week for this year's salary, 10 hours a week to pay for all your benefits, that's tax-free. 10 hours a week to pay for your stipend pay that you should get every quarter, that's tax-free. And 10 hours a week to pay for your next year's salary, that's tax-free. And then you do this over and over and over because God is not going to stop giving you your 168. They're going to never run out. So you can leave your legacy just like every president did. They say every president works more dead than alive. You leave your legacy. Mm-hmm. Now, little Ed, you leave your legacy. So, little Ed, what I'm telling you, you put Banco on the child pay system so you can get paid. You know, and everybody on your staff get hired some lawyers, so they can get paid. But then, you know, they'll get the money back. The people will get their money back, and they'll get results. Now, I'm saying that to say this, you get debt-free. Debt-free.
Wow.
Debt-free results. Just, yeah. Just like Jesus Christ.
Yo,
I know I'm out.
We out of time. But look, I see where you're going with that 168. That's how many hours in the whole week, 168, and you got to work 40 of those hours. I read some of the book, and I begin to understand exactly where you're coming from, and what you're coming from, where you're at, makes a lot of sense. And but they have to read the book in order to understand exactly what's happening. Because when you was talking about 168 hours, and a lot of people didn't quite understand that. But there's 168 hours in every week.
Exactly right.
And, right. So that's where you at. Well, listen, I'm gonna have to let you come back on again so you can really get into it with the people, so people can really understand where you're coming from, because I believe that your plan can work. But we're going to work it. But on that note, yo, give out your website, and I got to leave you.
Okay. It's PensonSenior.com. Oh, it's a bad website, Doc. It's bad.
Yeah. And listen, yo, I want you to come back on next week. We're going to talk some more. I'm going to give you more time so you can really clown, okay?
Hello.
I got you.
Hello.
Yeah. But that's my good friend. From me and him been together for so many years that I can't even count him. He lived two doors down from me, and I love this big guy. And I tell you this much, we're going to do everything we can to help him. On that note, Big Yo, I got to say goodnight.